Press Review.
Ukraine's troubles far from over. Nuclear power status seen as unlikely goal. President asks for more conventional weapons. Ukraine will not become a nuclear power, Rossiyskaya Gazeta writes. The Daily News and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has pointed out that no one will allow Kyiv to arm itself with nuclear weapons, and that includes its Western allies. The newspaper reminds that the discussion on the possibility of Ukraine becoming a nuclear weapon state stems from a statement made by Ukraine's Defense Minister Valery Getelei to reporters at a news conference in Kyiv. If today we cannot defend Ukraine, if the world will not help us, we will be forced to return to creating this weapon, which will defend us against Russia. End quote. Political issues and the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons treaty by which Ukraine is bound aside, the newspaper highlights that according to interviewed experts, Ukraine would have a hard time producing nuclear weapons if it decided to go ahead with the plan. While the country is capable of producing carriers, as it has Soviet missile technology, producing payloads enriched uranium is much more complicated. At the same time, Ukraine's president is set on expanding the country's arsenal of conventional weapons, Moskovsky Komsomolets writes. The Daily reports that Poroshenko has asked American congressmen for lethal and non-lethal weapons, along with further clampdown on Moscow in the form of anti-Russian sanctions. The Daily notes that in order to justify supplying Ukraine with weapons under technically legal pretext, Poroshenko asked for Ukraine to get granted a special status, a major non-NATO ally. The list of such countries includes Australia, Egypt, Israel, Japan, and South Korea. In 2014, the U.S. Congress submitted a bill to grant the status to Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine. However, it has not been passed yet, the article notes. The newspaper writes that the Ukrainian president admitted that his country's army is incapable of winning a war or even keeping peace. They need weapons and as much as possible. The president insisted that Ukraine wanted peace but needed to be sufficiently strong. He added that there were no plans of military action against Crimea, but he did plan to resolve the issue in the long term with non-military methods.